WMISFM 92.1 The River. Kelly Schultz with you here from Marketplace Foods. It's our last Beaver Fever Friday here on the Beaver Radio Network. Joining us right now is Emily Koss from the BSU women's basketball team, the senior out of Eagan, Minnesota. And first of all, Emily, how did you end up coming to Bemidji State?
Well, I knew I wanted to be in this conference. I really always wanted to be around, you know, so my parents could come to my games. And then I wanted to do nursing, so that narrowed it down. And then in the end, I just fell in love with Bemidji, and I knew it was the right choice.
You mentioned the conference, the NSIC, so competitive. Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite opponent in the 4 years that you played?
I'd have to say St. Paul, because like I always played there growing up, so whenever we'd go there, I'd always have all my family there, and I knew a lot of girls on that team, so that was always fun.
Fun. And you mentioned your major is nursing.
Mm-hmm.
You graduate in a couple weeks.
I do.
What are your plans? What do you do next?
I'll move back to the cities and take my boards and then hopefully get a job. I'm really interested in pediatric nursing, so hopefully down in children's or something like that.
Very cool. Well, good luck with that. Talking about your 4 years here at Bemidji State, you're notorious for blocking shots.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun is it to block? You know, you get going up against an opponent who, you know, you have to get those block shots. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you guys are going to lose.
Yeah.
What's that like going up against those opponents?
You know, I've always loved blocks. I think they're so much fun. It's just like it gives you so much energy and it pumps you up and it pumps the whole team up. So it's so fun. And I've just always loved blocks.
Talk about your team as a whole. Obviously, your team is getting better as the years progress. Over the course of your 4 years, this year probably being the best year that you've seen, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've all really grown up, you know. Each year we're getting older. When I came in, we were a really young team, and it's just so great. I love all the girls on our team, and it's exciting, and I can't wait to come back next year and see them do well.
You are only one of two seniors on the squad, you and Shannon mm-hmm. Thompson. How close-knit are you two of being the only two seniors?
We're really close. She's my roommate, and we grew up in, like, we were like 5 minutes apart from each other in high school, so I always played against her, and then coming to college I knew who she was and I was excited to like be her friend, and it's cool. It's really nice.
What has been your favorite memory of your time on and off the court here at BSU?
My favorite memory off the court, this year we were at a hotel, I think in Sioux Falls maybe, and we got stuck in the elevator. Our whole team was in the elevator, and it was so funny. We were stuck in there for like 5 minutes, and that was really fun.
At least it was only 5 minutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My favorite memory on the court, probably like a big win. Can't think of which one, but probably a big win, a big upset that we had.
All right. I know you've personally seen some adversity in your basketball career. Shoulder surgery, two of them.
Yes.
How hard is it to sit on the bench and go through all that?
It was really hard. I had to sat out my whole sophomore year, and that was really hard just to watch. But I think it made me a better person in the end. And then I had another surgery last spring break, and it was nice to have both of them fixed. And then I was ready and strong for my senior season, which was nice.
You guys got a chance to go and play your first tournament game this year because mm-hmm. Every team in the NSIC got to go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. How exciting was it just to know that you guys got this chance to go and play?
Yeah,
the playoffs?
It was nice, and it was nice that I got to do it my last year. It was cool because, like, at the end of the year, you know it's coming to an end, but, like, with the playoffs, it's such a new feel, and mm-hmm. you never know when you're going to be done, and that was really cool.
We already talked about what your plans were after BSU, but as a whole, when you look back on your 4 years, no regrets, is there?
No, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I had so much fun playing basketball and going to school up here.
What would you say is your biggest accomplishment?
Just getting done in 4 years with nursing and basketball. I think that's an accomplishment. It's a lot of work, especially with like clinicals with nursing. It takes a lot of time and stuff.
And one last question for you, and then I'll let you go enjoy this beautiful weather, mm-hmm. first of all. You played under Coach Kerfman for your career.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you see him taking the team in the future? Obviously, you guys saw some success this year.
Yeah, I think they only can go up, you know. They're going to be a good team next year. They're going to be feisty and fast, I think, for sure. So it'll be exciting to see how well they do.
And what was it like playing for him?
It was good. I loved it, yeah.
Had a good 4 years here, and we wish you the best. Thanks so much for being part of our Beaver Fever Friday,
thank
Emily.
You.
Emily Koss from the BSU women's basketball team of Of course, she and Shannon Thompson, the only two seniors on the squad, and they finished the season 11-16 this year and 7-15 in the NSIC. So we wish her the best. We've got more music coming up, and we'll continue to visit with more athletes. We've got Lance Rongstead coming up after this commercial break. You're listening to the Beaver Radio Network and 92.1 The River.